Three,
two,
one,
zero.
Back in the war room, Dr. Jack.
Time for another round.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at round zero.
Should be fun this time, guys. It's race day.
That's right. Race day Sunday. Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at ground zero.
Zero.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
B-Man.
And
D-Man.
D-Man.
Where's the Ripper this week, D-Man?
I don't know, Doc. I think he went sailing, and maybe somebody used him for shark bait.
Well, that's
he hadn't checked
like
in
fun.
Yet. He's got no radio and no cellular.
What are we talking about this week, D-Man?
Well, Dr. John, we're going to talk about Need for Speed, High Stakes.
All right, and GT Sports Car, both by EA Sports.
Electronic Arts.
That's right, and we're going to be looking at Act Lab's new gun system, light gun system. It should
That's
be fun.
That's a good system, Doc.
Yep, we'll be checking it out with the game called Top Shot, but in the future we'll be looking at Half-Life and Quake 2 with mods for the light gun.
I can't wait till that comes out, Doc.
So, stay tuned for the next edition of Ground Zero.
Zero!
What do you say, Demanius?
Well, Doc, I wanted to talk a little bit about Need for Speed High Stakes. It looks like this is a game where you truly risk it all. This is the sequel to the award-winning Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit. There's 13 incredible dream cars, Doc.
Sunday at Raceway Park.
That's right. It's closer to reality, Dr. John.
Than reality itself.
An incredible race, Dr. John.
Risk it all to win Sunday at Raceway Park, here at Ground Zero, in the war room.
I enjoy the police cruisers. There's five of them.
Are you copy protected, too, D-Manias?
Closer to reality.
D-Manias!
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Act Labs' gun system, GS gun system.
How about those guys at Act Labs?
They're very busy over there. Oh,
They look like phasers to me, Doc.
Well,
they wanted the pros to give them a shot there, D-Man.
The first thing you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're shooting away here without a mouse or a joystick.
Just simply aiming at the screen.
The cop, don't shoot.
I shot the cop!
That's right, folks.
I'm going to jail for that one, folks.
We're on a back street near the docks, and it seems to be all kinds of people popping out from behind trucks and in windows.
Now, Act Lab didn't make this game, did they, Doc?
No.
They just made the fun tools to play with.
Exactly. What we've got here, folks, with the gun system is you have two guns and a little stand that they sit in, and you plug the guns both into your joystick game port and into, using a patch cable, it sort of goes between your monitor and your video card. And when you aim the gun at the screen and pull the trigger, the screen flashes white for a brief instant and then updates the cursor to where you're pointing at that particular moment.
So you can kind of see where you shot, not where you're shooting.
Well, and you can even click buttons and stuff with it. You can point and actually click a button and
start the game, stop
start
the game.
Start the game and stop the game that way. So right now we're using an M16 machine gun in one of the
simulations. I believe I picked the M60, Doc.
Oh,
still
the
looks like a
phaser
to me,
100 rounds. Because to advance in these levels, I found that 7 shots weren't enough. Takes too much time to reload, and I wanted to see what else was above me.
Well, right, that's this game. You can only play with the gun system in one game right now, the one that came out along with it called Top Shot. It's sort of like an arcade shooter, and when you use the Act Labs gun system in conjunction with this game, it's just like having a stand-up arcade shooting gallery in your home.
That's nice and light, isn't it, Dr. John?
Oh, it's very light. It's pretty accurate. Not in this game in particular. Act Labs made the system relatively accurate, but the game actually inserted some kind of wavering, you know, automatic wavering mechanism to simulate you not holding the gun steady, which was not
good. We are holding the gun, Doc.
Makes it kind of tricky, counter-tricky, doesn't it, Doc?
It's a little irritating.
Yeah, couldn't say Benedict, man.
That's in the game. That's not in the built into the gun. There's no automatic wavering built into the gun's aiming system. The gun is pretty darn accurate. When you set it up in control panel, it gives you the option to go ahead and shoot at the screen. And any windows that are up on the screen, you can put holes in.
Quite a few options in there, aren't there, Doc?
And it shows you, yes, you can test out the different functions and stuff, but mainly it allows you to see how accurately you calibrated it by pointing at the screen and seeing where the holes appear relative to where you thought you were aiming.
A lot of these bad guys look like robbers just out of a bank, a guy with a stick, a guy with a gun.
Perfect shot.
Doc,
everything's a silhouette.
Hands up means I surrender. And the guys with the badge and the hat, those are our fellow officers who are good people.
Yeah, some of them are corrupt. They deserve to be shot.
Oh.
Shoot the good guys, folks. You minus points instead of bad.
I'm out of ammo.
Reload. He's out of ammo, folks.
There are two buttons on the side for doing separate functions like reloading and stuff like that. It acts
basically
pretty much
basically mouse one and mouse two.
Yeah, the trigger's mouse one, the second button is mouse two, and it's kind of a neat little gun. I mean, it's an interesting way to play these games.
That's some great shooting, Dr. John.
But
score zero.
This kind
you noticed?
This kind of input device has a lot of potential. It's interesting. I wish there was some way they could have it update where the cursor was in real time as you aimed at the screen rather than only when you pushed the trigger. And Ripa, how is the accuracy relative to a mouse?
I don't know, Doc. I did better scores in all my shooting.
You did some better scores in the shooters because you were able to move the gun more rapidly across the screen than if you were moving the mouse. So
yeah,
once
the
you
Ripa
get
was
used
good
to
on
it,
this.
So even though we haven't seen it yet, what they're going to have is a handheld controller that you hold in your left hand while you shoot with the gun in the right hand. So that in a game like Quake 3 or something like that, you'll be able to move around with a device, something like a single-handed gamepad in one hand, and then aim and shoot with the gun in the other hand.
Sounds pretty tricky, Dr. John.
Good shot, Ripa.
Looks like I'm shooting bear out here, Doc.
You're shooting bear. Why don't you put some clothes on for crying out loud, Ripa?
Look, a 327, Doc.
Look at that shot, Doc, right in the shoulder.
Man, that's where they like to see him, huh? Maybe a little lower.
Now you can get dressed.
Here he goes. Yes, he shot the bush 400 yards to the right.
That's right, folks.
Of the bear.
I score 367, Doc.
Took the bear's head clean off, folks. Another high 345.
Score. 345. I need the zoom to make this work, Dr. John.
Another headshot, folks.
Ooh.
Ooh, right in the eye. Ooh. 367.
That was it. Little bit of Dane Bramage on that one.
I see no evil.
Well, folks, I'm going to rate this as an input controller. I'll give it a 4 to 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces.
That sounds about right, Dr. John.
It's going to need a little improving, a little work, and certainly games are going to have to be written to use it. By the time you hear this, there will be mods for Half-Life and Quake 2 that will allow us to use the gun system with these games. The drivers that we got and the setup was very straightforward and easy. There was no sweat there. So as soon as games come out with support for this, I think you're going to have something that's really fun to play with. And when you get good at it, it actually is quite amazing how quickly you can shoot at something first on the left side of the screen, then virtually instantaneously aim and shoot at something on the right side of the screen without having to drag your mouse all across your desktop.
Look at the Ripper score, Doc.
Ripper's score was good.
High score.
Over to Iceman.
What do you rate this, Ripper?
Doc, you know, for first generation tools, you know, we'd give it a 3, right? Because I've spent several hours playing with it, and obviously I've amused myself.
He's definitely been amused, and it was fun to do.
3, 3.5, Doc. At
and
the
I,
most.
I give this also a 5 out of 5 for future potential.
Now these are the guns. These are the guns we're rating, right, Doc? And not the
guns. The game is a little silly.
It's the only game that works with the guns.
The game is a little silly. Top Shot is fun. It's like nice to have an arcade shooter like that. But I'd really like to see this thing work with some of the upcoming titles, and it is going to work, folks. Even though it is not disclosed currently, it is going to work, I'm sure, with games like Quake 3 Arena and Tribes 2 and several others that people are looking forward to right now. So
that's right, Doc.
It's going to be neat. Really, the only major drawback I see for the light gun system is that because of the fact that it has to put a flash up on the screen to read the position that you've aimed at on each shot, you can't have automatic weapons fire or else the screen would just keep flashing and it would drive you crazy. So the lack of automatic weapons fire may actually hurt this product a little bit. But other than that, the ability to aim rapidly as compared with something like a mouse is such a leap forward that maybe some people won't even care. They'll just be more careful with their ammunition. And like I said, they're going to have a right-hand gun and a left-hand cursor mover that allows you to scroll and move around and move forward and back with the other hand.
That would make a big difference.
I think you'll have something. You could stand 4, 5, 6 feet back from the computer and just blast away.
It's an excellent idea, Doc.
And there's also room to upgrade it with a telescopic sight on top, which will be a really nice addition.
Ooh, telescopic.
So, overall, folks, we say this is a very interesting and fun thing to play with if you want to get it and try it. And in the future, we expect future versions like version 2 to be really spectacular.
That's right. We can't wait, Doc.
Thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Act Labs' Light Gun System.
That's right.
All right, Dr. John.
In the war room.
Test, check, test, test, 1, 2.
Here we go. Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of GT Sports Car by
GT Sports Car.
EA Sports.
Dr. John,
Sports.
We love the race, Sports. Don't we?
I'm here with the Ripper. It's the Ripper against the Doc. Where are we racing? Lime Rock, Ripper?
Lime Rock it is.
And we've got a pair of professional announcers this time. We've got Johnny Pervert.
And Michael Pervert, you know.
It's Johnny Pervert and Michael Schuhshiner.
I'm German.
We're ready to race, guys.
All right, let me click go, and off we go, Dr. John.
Dr. John's on the Act Labs RS-Force feedback steering wheel, and Ripper's on the Microsoft Precision Pro USB joystick.
And I think I've toned it down a bit, Doc.
Here we go.
And there starts, and it looks like the Rip has a bit of a vantage so far going into the first turn, which is a right-hand, I might add.
Oh no, I'm off, folks.
Sir,
the Ripper's pulling ahead.
The sensitivity was everything, Doctor.
It is on the only left hand in the track. Well, Michael, I mean, you have trouble making right turns, don't you? I mean, you're always going off and hitting things and stuff.
All the time.
I resent that remark.
The Doc is passing the Ripper.
I must say, it was quite a move.
Oh, he's off again!
And now
Ripper coming like back onto the track.
The Doc and Rip have just collided right into each other.
There was definitely contact between the two cars.
Are you imitating me, Doc?
Sorry.
Don't imitate Johnny Herbert.
All right, well listen, folks. The graphics in this game are pretty darn good. They're just about like the engine for Need for Speed High Stakes. Maybe not quite as many graphics flares. The Ripper's off. The Doc is passed.
I don't think the grass needs cutting over there.
Well, you know, it looks greener over there.
Are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of Johnny Pervert?
Would you stand to the front of me, please?
And
you
the Doc is way ahead
no,
now.
No, you're not, Doc. I see you.
He'll never catch me.
You'll find that will beat you all. Wait till I get better. My leg is better.
Shut up, Schuhshiner. Whoa, the Doc is off. The Doc is around.
Are you mocking me?
Oh, my God. The Ripper's finally caught up now.
It seems to be an even match here. They're both going off
constantly.
A bit on the same turn. And they're going down a lot of the straightaway now. And I believe it's about only a few seconds.
This Porsche.
Only a few seconds.
Damn. The Doc's off again, folks.
Oh. And they're both so off at the first turn. Big Ben.
That's right.
You fool. You fool.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, the Act Labs RS steering wheel is a blast to drive with. It's not as accurate as the Precision Pro joystick, But once you get the hang of it, the pedals really add a lot of finesse to your ability to accelerate and brake.
I think it deserves pointing out that it's most like driving, because you have a wheel, and don't forget the pedals too, right? Right, Doc?
That's right, Johnny.
That's right, Johnny. He says that one.
Don't make fun of my name. My name's Pervert, and that's what I am.
Okay. What lap is this? Two laps to go.
Oh, my God. I'm only midway, Doc.
The Doc is off on Big Bend again.
It seems the Doc has a problem with the little two-turn right-hander, the first turn. It's kind of a double apex. It kind of reminds me of Lesmo in Monza.
Hey, this is a family show. Cut it out. We can't use words like that.
But you can say pervert, huh? I don't like that. Oh.
All right, the Doc did not spin out on that turn. That was very good.
Oh, I caught a wheel, Doc.
Well, I'll tell you, I actually like, in some ways, I like this game more than Need for Speed High Stakes. There are some...
Same people, right, Doc?
Same people. Pretty similar engine, if not the same engine. They don't put in quite as much graphic flair in this one, and the physics are definitely more realistic. And I actually stayed on Big Bend there, folks. So you can learn.
I've slowed down to a crawl to maintain a turn.
And I must say, you know, the graphics, it really does look just like Lime Rock, with the fog hanging over the trees and the distance.
No, that's just your hangover, Johnny.
You know, I would love to race this track a few more times.
The Doc is up against the wall and doomed. Fortunately, they have an auto reverse, so if you stomp on the brake, you will go into reverse and pull away from the wall. And I'm now back on the track, mowing cones as I go.
Oh, Doc.
Doc is using the unused chicane for some reason.
Uh-oh.
So is Rip.
Well, you need as much... As much room as you can get out here.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to take you down to the Michael Shoeshiner School of Driving until you can get ready for mine.
Well, that's probably true.
How dare you insult me?
I don't know, guys.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm pressing you for next
time. I'm not going anywhere with Pervert.
The Doc's done a 180 again. Now he's back on course and headed back down the track.
I think maybe Johnny is correct in thinking that you need to go to some driving school. Yeah.
Earl's driving school, it's right down the road.
Oh, man.
You're
certainly cannot drive like me. Shoot,
I had him.
The Ripper was almost on top of me there, folks, but I pulled away as he careened wildly off the road.
And it looks like the two combatants are coming down to their final lap here.
Except
it's Lime Rock.
And he went right by. I thought I could get him, folks.
He was trying to clip me.
It seems there's some last lap drama here. And the Rip is taking the lead.
He sure has, and he's going to win, folks. It's a come from behind win.
Oh, behave.
Don't say that to Johnny Pervert.
Oh, behave.
Sorry, folks. It is a family show. Well, I'll rate this game a 4 out of 5 smiley faces, folks. I like it a lot. It's a good driving game.
And hey, Doc, how much was it?
Oh, it only cost $25 at CompUSA, which is well within my I'd pay $35 for it rating.
Pay for it in a heartbeat. Little Johnny,
I
love
think
it.
4 out of 5 is a good rating. I would take it, too, and I would pay up to $35, I think, for it. 35, you know?
Is that pounds or dollars?
Don't be kicking me again, man.
Or is that the euro?
What do you say, Rip? What do you rate this game?
Euro gonna drive me crazy.
Remember, Rip, I'm the pervert here.
What do you rate this game, Ripper?
Oh, I'll give it a 4 out of 5, Dr. John. The graphics aren't that smooth, and I tell you, something about that arcade Need for Speed. It's gonna be hard to beat it.
Yeah, well, we got some things to say about Need for Speed High Stakes, and we'll be doing that next.
I've only played that once.
I like the realistic tracks and realistic cars here.
The sports cars,
which we didn't talk about much, but there's Porsches and BMWs, some Pagos.
Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of GT Sports Car by EA Sports.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's in the game, y'all!
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Need for Speed High Stakes by EA Sports. I'm here with the Ripper And our two announcers again. How you all doing today?
Well, Johnny Pervert here. I'm doing fine, just fine. We're ready to race, and my co-driver, Marlon, here's Mikhail. What is it, Shoeshiner?
Okay, Doc.
Shoeshiner.
I'll be Rip.
Shoeshiner.
I'll be Rip USA, Doc.
All right. And where are we racing today? It's, what's the name of this one?
Landstrasse. How do you say that, then, Nicole?
How do you say that, Michael?
Ah, that's just Landstrasse.
Okay.
It means street of land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the Doc is driving the Mercedes CLK, and the Ripper's in the McLaren F1.
I have no idea, Doc.
Super cars. McLaren, GTR1, Le Mans, and so almost did this Mercedes CLK.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing I'd like to say about this game before we start, folks, is that they have copy-protected the CDs and made it so that for multiplayer, you must leave the CD inserted, and it checks the serial number of the CDs to make sure it's...
Should we be talking about this, Dr.
To make sure that it's not a copy. So that means if you have a local area network, EA is expecting you to buy a whole version of the game at about $45 a pop to keep a CD running in each one of the machines on your local area network. So if you've got three like we've got, they expect you to spend, what does that come out to, $135 on this game to be able to play it.
A single game.
Honestly,
now, we did find a way to trick it, folks, and it's really a pain in the butt. Even after you burn a copy, it won't install from that burned copy because it checks for the serial number, but what you can do is start a single race with the original CD in, and then after the race is going, hit escape to pause it, quickly pop out that CD and put in your burned copy. It'll freeze up for a second because it's constantly checking for the CD, but then hit escape and it should continue.
Doc, we can't condone that type of behavior,
well,
can
this
we?
Is not
Doc, you never
not,
said that, did
this
you?
Is not for piracy purposes. This is merely so that you can play the damn game without having to buy multiple copies for your local area network.
And the supporters we are of Need for Speed, Doc, for years
for
now.
Years we've been playing these games and shelling out money, but this has just gone too far
them.
To not allow a network spawn option in the install is criminal when they put this kind of copy protection on a game. It is criminal. There's no excuse for it. Nobody's going to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to populate every machine in their local area network just so they can play.
They didn't give us a candle with that game, did they, Doc? We could
recreate Woodstock. Notoriously greedy. Really smacks of,
gouging the customer.
Greed.
Capitalism at its worst.
With that aside, we're going to begin the race now.
Yeah, I'm starting the race, Dr. John.
Ripper versus Doc at Landstrasse.
Which we know is land of road.
No, it's roadland.
Nein, you fool! It is street land, you fool! I don't know that!
Landstrasse!
3, 2, 1, go!
Ah, that's the golden!
Sehr gut, the Ripper!
Well, looks like the Ripper made a clean start.
McLaren has higher acceleration.
And Doc is, it's behind at this point.
The Doc hit a tree! He tried to cut it between two trunks.
Doc's enjoying the landscape at Landstrasse.
Yeah, it's good. Good, Landstrasse. Good, a big fan.
Well, I'll tell you, the force feedback effects in this game are far more pervasive and strong than in GT sports car, where they were really kind of almost absent and a little bit wimpy.
Where are you, Dr. John?
Here I come. I'm coming, Ripper. I'm coming for you. Actually, I think the graphics in this game are probably a little bit superior to GT sports car.
Oh, yeah.
The gameplay is supposed to be more arcade-like, but I'll tell you, I spent a lot more time off the road in this game than in GT sports car, as you can hear.
It's a bit of a rubbery feeling, I believe.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to manage some of these turns at 200 miles an hour, you know?
I think it's because you're on the wheel, Dr. John.
They've got some interesting side features in the game, as you've probably heard about, where you can buy cars and buy additions and stuff to them, you know, put in a turbocharger and stuff to soup them up. And eventually you can race against someone else with the pink slips on your cars. Whoever wins gets the other guy's car, and you can sort of build up your car collection until you get one super monster car going, so you can win every race. There's, of course, a lot of damage effects involved in this game, unlike previous Need for Speed games. Damage is a major factor in this game, as it is in Sports Car GT.
What is that noise I hear? Is that glass breaking?
I believe it's your front windscreen there, Rip.
Well, what would you rate this game in multiplayer and single-player, Ripper?
Doc, you know, I'm not sure I like it as much. I haven't played it, but Need for Speed has always been one of my favorites, Dr. John. I'm going to give it the 4-5. I don't know that I what's upsetting me, Dr. John, is the fact that they would really want us to buy 3 games for our local area network.
Pretty irritating, but it is a nice game. It's certainly nothing revolutionary on top of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
No, it's a new track, right, Doc?
It's a whole bunch of new tracks, and you do have the ability to be not only the police, but to command other police in the force and set up roadblocks from afar and call in the police helicopter to track your prey ahead of you on the road.
Sounds like a lot of work while you're driving on the roads, Doc.
It's a lot of work, but as you can hear, I'm still clipping guardrails every now and then, but I'm moving along at a nice clip.
That inferior German vehicle you're driving, Doc.
I know. Us Germans can't make anything right since the war.
Was sprechen Sie? Nein, ja, nein. Nein, nicht so weit.
Well, I'll rate this game 4 out of 5 smiley faces. What I don't like about it is the kind of mushy driving feel. It's not that crisp a feel to the driving. Perhaps I'll get better at it.
Well, and like I said, Doc, you're on that wheel.
The wheel is a little less crisp, but I thought the driving physics were better in Sports Car GT. This, it's a little bit, I don't know. It's unrealistic enough to be irritating sometimes. But it's fun. It's a fun game.
Though the wheel needs to be adjusted for each game.
I'll give this I'd pay $40 out of the 50 to get this game, but I would not buy 3 copies for my local area network. No way, sorry, EA. Ain't gonna happen. And the more you do this kind of stuff, the more people are gonna go out of their way to put cracks out on the web to get by that kind of stuff anyway.
You placed last.
I certainly did. So,
did he say last, Dr. John?
Copy protection aside, it's a pretty darn good game. If you liked Hot Pursuit, you're going to like High Stakes. Nice additions, nice graphics.
I'm a winner, Dr. John.
Let's see.
Frankly, I would give it a lower rating, maybe a 3, maybe a 3 out of 5. And definitely, I would not pay anywhere near as much as I would for the Sports Car GT. Being it's an arcade game, and I believe I like the realistic simulations better.
What about you, Michael?
I would probably not pay more than $25. Especially given the fact about the CD, they don't give you an extra one. They should at least give you a coupon or something so you could send in and get one for free.
The standard way is a multiplayer. The standard way is a multiplayer spawn option in the install program where you can't play the game except to log on to a server. That should be
maybe
included
we missed
in the
it,
install.
Doc. Maybe we missed
nope,
it.
We looked over and over. It ain't there. And it says required 1 CD per machine for multiplayer.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Need for Speed High Stakes by EA Make You Pay Sports.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. One thing I'd like to say real quick before we sign off is if you haven't gone out and bought Command & Conquer Tiberian Sun yet, I recommend you don't. Save your money. It's a rehash of the old game, and they apparently spent most of their time and money on the movie in the cutscenes with James Earl Jones. Anyway, it's really nothing more than a dressed-up version of the old game, and they didn't even improve the graphics nearly as much as we had thought they were going to. Graphics aren't nearly as good as in something like Warzone 2100. If you need a new real-time strategy game and you haven't played Warzone yet, go out and get that. Forget Tiberian Sun. Save your money. We'll be doing a full review of Tiberian Sun in the next show. We'll see you then, folks. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Dr. John.
And this model comes complete with two-way sneeze-through sponge-coated edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully air-conditioned factory.